Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Christine Taylor, an analyst with the Tanasia Group, a storage industry research and consulting firm. We're discussing how to implement a defensible e-discovery record retention system. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Todd.
Let's talk about putting together an e-discovery record retention system. What makes a retention system defensible?
Let me start off with a very quick definition of what I'm talking about, because retention system on the face of it means a very different thing to an IT listener instead of a legal listener, and it's really to the IT that we're talking to today. In terms of retention systems, you're far more likely to think about data retention and restore for disaster recovery. But when you start getting into defensibility and retention systems for the purpose of e-discovery instead of disaster recovery, then things change, and that's what we're going to be talking briefly about today. What a defensible retention system means then, certainly from the IT side, is the ability to quickly respond to searches from attorneys or from compliance officers, and being able to prove that the information that they collect has not been improperly modified. It's also a way to track data deletions so that the court does not think that the deletion was done in error or worse, deliberately, in order to keep evidence away from the court.
What are the critical components to a defensible record retention system?
Let me start out that I came out of IT. So I understand that when we hear components, we think in terms of hardware and software components. And certainly those are part of this, but defensible retention systems also combine people and processes as well as technology, and we really do need that. Now, the first component is usually the one that IT likes the least and is very frankly the most unlikely to do, but it is a single thing that's going to give you success, and that is to help form interdisciplinary teams for this. Now, doesn't have to be formal. A formal team would be made up of IT, certainly legal, possibly compliance officers, maybe records management. It really depends. And the larger your company, certainly if they're public, you're probably going to want to do something like that. But you can do something as informal and much simpler by talking to your counterparts in the general counsel's office, telling them what it is that you want to do and asking them what they need. Because when it comes to a defensible retention system, you need to know what the attorneys are going to ask you for. Once you understand that and you understand what they're facing in terms of the kind of information that they need to collect and the fact that they need to be able to prove that this information has not been modified or that if data has been deleted, it was not data that would have fallen under the discoverable universe of relevant data. Once they tell you their needs, you are going to be able to build a system with technology that is made to do this for them. Now, this is where the technology tools come in with a second step, because there are tools out there that help you to dynamically map your data and know how to get hold of the data quickly. That's the second component. The reason that mapping and dynamic mapping is important is because it helps you know what type of data is on what data source or what data target. It also helps you or the attorneys to very quickly search that data because you're searching from the index. Some examples include Stored IQ or EMC Source 1 using what used to be the Caseon technology. The third component then is documentation. You need to document the team, you need to document the champions, you need to document the policies, and you need to document the tools. You're also going to want to prioritize the list of data sources that are most likely for e-discovery.
What are some best practices for implementing a defensible record retention system?
Once you have the components in place, you build your system. Now the trick is to do operations using the system, make them sustainable, and make them repeatable. So now let's say that a case has come down the line. There is a request from legal that there is, for example, a pending lawsuit over intellectual property. Now, at this point, the attorney should be communicating with IT. So you need to, first of all, understand what it is that they need. For example, what data custodians and what date range are we talking about? What are the keywords? If you just ask those three things, they'll know how to answer that. Now, once that's done, then you're going to want to locate the storage that holds that potential data and identify what you need from it. Once you have identified where it is, then you're going to collect. This almost always includes the attorneys actually issuing queries. The attorneys can simply tell you, as I mentioned, what the custodians and the date ranges are. And once they get that back and have access to the stored data, then they can search it themselves. Now, how you do this is really up to you what kind of policies. It is possible to collect in place. It is also possible to give them access to a given storage repository. Now, let's take a special mention to the point of the system that we're talking about, which is a defensible system. Now, this is where the technology is going to come in very, very strongly, because what you need is the ability, again, to prove that a particular piece of data has not been modified. Now, there are a couple ways you can do this. One, you can simply be careful that when you back up or archive, understand that your settings do not change metadata. That's very important. You can do that in the backup app or in the archiving app. Other ways that you can do this is to store potentially relevant data, especially critical data, on a content addressable storage system, also called CAS. One of the primary examples is EMC Centera Governance Edition, not the only one out there, but it's one of the industry standards. These object-based systems make it impossible to change objects, which in itself proves defensibility. Another good way to do this is when information is collected, move it immediately to a secure repository, even if the repository is just an array or just a disk somewhere, as long as the target has access controls and you can prove that.
Thank you, Christine. That's a lot of great information. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today.
I'm delighted to do that. And if I could just leave you with one more thing, remember that a good, defensible retention system benefits not only the user groups that you support, but benefits you. It's a win-win.
And thank you for listening to the SearchStorage.com podcast. To find more podcasts, webcasts, and reports in the SearchStorage.com Storage Technology Research Library, go to searchstorage.bitpipe.com.